we've actually seen over the last 6 months is the industry has moved away from a single desk marketer. Competition for marketing is in play now. Marketing companies are now changing the way they offer products to farmers, including Queensland Sugar Limited. They are one of the marketing companies now, and they are an option for growers and for millers to use as a marketer of their economic interest in sugar. So it's actually a much more dynamic field than it was this time last year, the marketing space, which I would have thought would have been in the interests of competition, would have been in the interests of productivity. So we seem to be on a completely different page here. We understand that with the milling representatives, and certainly some milling companies have not taken to this change in legislation happily. We know that. But growers wanted choice, and growers now, as we stand, are negotiating with millers, and they can choose to market their sugar through the milling company, they can choose through marketing their sugar through another marketing company, or they can choose Queensland Sugar Limited. There's no legislation that requires them one way or the other. So we've actually broken up the monopoly. The Productivity Commission almost implies that having a monopoly environment would be better. That's actually where we've moved away from. So if there is an argument to go back to monopoly, well, that's that single desk that no longer exists. So, yeah, look, we're on a different page than the Milling Council. We understand that. We always will be for some time on this issue, but I think we need to see this legislation be given time to work, and we are actually seeing some companies deal with the legislation very effectively, and time will tell whether or not that yields that competition yields greater productivity for the whole industry, which is, I think, what we do all want.
The release of this report has come at a critical stage of the negotiations between milling companies and growers, as you've just alluded. How is that likely to affect those ongoing negotiations?
Well, it shouldn't affect it at all, really. I think it's in the best interest of everybody to negotiate effectively. They need to, as indeed every company has said, they need to comply with the legislation. But in actual effect, what's going on is mostly about providing choice for marketing, but also restructuring cane supply agreements to ensure that they are effective for both the marketer, the miller, and the grower. And that's what growers are trying to do. That's what all our collectives are trying to do, is represent the growers' interests to ensure that those contracts are fair and reasonable and commercially sensible for both parties. The legislation can have very, very limited effect unless it needs to, and where parties choose to have very limited effect from legislation, that, you know, these commercial agreements can be made quite effectively. So we are seeing that occur when the parties want to make it that way. So it's a choice. It's a choice in how we actually enter into the negotiations and whether we want to make it work, or we can continue to rail against things that have happened in the past. I think our choice from cane growers' perspective is to get on, represent the interests of growers, to get fair, reasonable and commercial contracts in place as soon as possible, so that people can take advantage of what are currently historically high prices.
Dan Galligan, growers who celebrated the passage of this sugar marketing legislation at the end of last year must be wondering today if they're indeed any better off than had it not been passed. What do you say to your members who are still no clearer about their future?
The negotiation around cane supply has always been difficult. Everybody in the industry understands that. So these negotiations would have been happening regardless of the legislation. Indeed, the die was cast on this when the mills decided to exit the voluntary single-desk marketing system. So it's not the legislation that made that environment take place. It's actually the decision of the mills to move away from marketing through QSL. We don't begrudge them of that. It was a voluntary agreement. They chose to do that. However, the legislation has made an environment where growers now have a choice. So they are empowered where they were not empowered previously. And what we are about is standing up for growers in this environment, putting them, having a seat at the table so that they can have an option. Some of the marketing companies particularly have taken to it in a different way, and they are showing innovation by putting contracts online, going direct to growers, and also collectively bargaining. All those opportunities are available under the legislation, before the legislation, and will be available as we go through the course of the negotiations too. And that's all about innovation and change in the industry that we're all dealing with, and growers are prepared to deal with that proactively.
Is this draft recommendation by the Productivity Commissioner the smoking gun that the Sugar Milling Council needed to reopen the political debate and its campaign against these laws?
No. I would point to, if there's a smoking gun in this recommendation from the Productivity Commission, I would point to others that are even more hopeless smoking guns, and they are about getting rid of draconian vegetation management legislation at the state level, encouraging the Pesticides Veterinary Medicines Authority to use external international data to speed up registration of chemicals, looking at better standards for animal welfare so we're not constantly under a campaign environment for animal welfare, and refining our biosecurity legislation. All positive endeavours for farmers, and all things that we've been arguing for decades for. So the Productivity Commission's view is pretty myopic on this. We will provide information by August as they've asked. They've suggested there's evidence to say this piece, this actually minor piece of legislation amongst all the other issues they've provided recommendations on, there's plenty of other things to get our teeth into that are probably much bigger for the future of the entire nation than sugar marketing in Queensland.